1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Severe storms and tornadoes are moving through northeast Oklahoma to the Kansas border. A large tornado hit the towns of Barnsdall and Bartlesville in Oklahoma. KOTV's Ron Morton is in Barnsdall.
There's a lot of damage, pretty significant damage here. I see at least probably six or seven ambulances that have just driven by. There's all kinds of highway patrol emergency management vehicles here, and they're going from house to house to do search and rescue at this time.
Boeing has called off its first astronaut launch this evening, just as two NASA test pilots had strapped into the Starliner capsule. CBS News correspondent Peter King is at the Kennedy Space Center.
Ironically, the trouble wasn't with the new spacecraft, but with a valve on the second stage of the usually reliable Atlas rocket. Engineers opened and closed it several times. They didn't like what they saw or heard.
The blue team could hear the valve buzzing when they were upstairs in the white room.
United Launch Alliance CEO Tory Bruno says engineers are working to determine whether the Atlas and Starliner are safe to fly with the valve as is.
Rescheduling has not been announced. Boeing is being investigated over the possibility of falsified records on its 787 Dreamliners. CBS's Matt Piper has that.
The FAA has opened an investigation after being notified by Boeing that some employees failed to complete specific inspections on some 787 Dreamliners, but reported the checks as having been completed, essentially falsifying inspection records.
Hamas has accepted a ceasefire proposal brokered by Egypt and Qatar, but the Israeli cabinet is rejecting it. That's causing protests in Israel, as CBS's Skyler Henry tells us.
Protesters, including hostages' families taken on October 7th, took to the streets of Tel Aviv.
Urge the Israeli government to do the right thing and sign this hostage deal.
Israel says Rafah is the last significant Hamas stronghold in Gaza.
Protests over the war are now reaching the Met Gala in New York City, a big night for the fashion industry. There are protests there, and the A-listers are showing off their fashions.
Holocaust survivor and rabbi, 94-year-old Arthur Scheer, finds the fist and flames on the protest flyers reminiscent of Holocaust propaganda.
It shows very clearly the objective to undermine the pressures.
Demonstrators marched a mile up towards the Met Gala.
The Spurs' Victor Wembanyama has been named NBA Rookie of the Year after a record-setting season. 21.4 points, 10.6 rebounds, 3.9 assists, 3.6 blocks, 12 steals per game. The star from France was announced as the unanimous choice. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The election leader in Wisconsin's largest city is out 6 months before the presidential election. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he's replacing Election Commission Director Claire Woodall with her deputy, Paulina Gutierrez. Milwaukee has had its share of scrutiny in a swing state like Wisconsin, where 4 of the last 6 presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point. A collection of art by inmates of Wisconsin state prisons is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Curator Deborah Bremer says people are surprised by the quality of the art, but that she also understands.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Art Against the Odds is on display through Sunday the 19th.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 3-2 to the Royals. The threat of a severe thunderstorm forced moving up the start time of last night's game in Kansas City up by a half hour. The Brewers were leading 2-0 in the seventh when Pat Murphy made a controversial decision, sending in reliever Jared Koenig to the mound, who gave up a home run on the way to a 3-run rally for KC.
I was second-guessing myself for not putting Koenig in there right now, knowing that it could be a shortened game with the weather coming. And unfortunately, we give up the home run and a 2-strike home run. home run, that non-executed pitch, and then they capitalize after that.
NFL, Jeff Hafley, the Packers' new defensive coordinator, met with reporters and talked about the team's new safety. He's the man they call X, short for Xavier McKinney.
Well, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky here the overnight and breezy southeast winds by sunrise, upper 40s to around that 50-degree mark. Showers and storms set to move in Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy, highs reaching the middle 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from the Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room. My guests are John and Gordy, poet Richard Vargas, singers Kirk Bangstad and Susan Gettert, and musician Tommy Bentz.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Have we reached a point where the right wing is starting to experience some backlash? Maybe in the United States. I mean, we've seen now for several years in special elections, in kind of individual states and you know, circumstances, that people are rejecting Republican candidates. And I continue to believe that we're going to see a blue wave this fall. I realize the polls don't show that. I don't trust the polls. But we're seeing it now apparently all around the world. Or it's kind of like a mixed bag. You know, on the one hand, you're seeing countries going more and more right wing, in large part in response to immigration. Brown people coming into largely white countries seem to be a major political motivator for growing right wing movements. Neo-fascist, fundamentally, I mean, let's just call it what it is. It's racism, you know, fundamentally racist responses. You know, this horrible failure to recognize the essential humanity of people regardless of the color of their skin. I mean, it's just pigment, you know. We're all people underneath all that skin. But there's a lot of white people who don't buy that. And so we are like in Sweden, in Denmark, to a certain extent in Switzerland. We're seeing it in big time in Germany. I mean, Germany took in 1 million Syrian immigrants under Angela Merkel, and now the Alternative for Deutschland (AfD) party is which has Nazi roots basically, is growing like a weed. And you're seeing that same thing play out here in the United States with people all freaked out about brown people coming from Mexico. Nobody's freaking out about the hundreds of thousands of Irish and Scottish and other white Europeans who have come to the United States on a tourist visa and then just stayed after it expired. Nobody's complaining about them. You know, it's always about the brown people or the black people, always. But anyhow, in Hungary, it was one of the early adopters of this, by the way. Viktor Orban based his candidacy in 2010 on building a wall. That was his, this did not start with Trump. Build a wall as a primary campaign slogan began with Viktor Orban in 2010 in response to the Syrian refugees coming into Hungary as a consequence of Vladimir Putin bombing the crap out of Aleppo and all these people, you know, fleeing up into the ocean and, you know, getting on boats and going to southern Europe and then traveling up north through Europe and many of them ending up in Hungary. And Orban's campaign slogan was build a wall. And he did, by the way. He did successfully build a giant, double fence with razor wire on top and guard towers and the whole bit. all across the southern border of Hungary and parts of the southeast and southwestern borders of Hungary. But now there's a backlash forming. It's not going to, I don't think, displace Viktor Orban. He has successfully done what Donald Trump and Project 2025 want to do here in America, which is to gerrymander the entire country and rig the voting rolls in a way that people who might be his opponents, particularly regions where there might be opposition to him, cannot vote, or their votes don't get counted, or even when their votes do get counted because of the gerrymandering, it just doesn't matter. So, you know, Orban has done that, and this is not a serious challenge to his leadership of the country. But it is a, they are taking out Orban now. In fact, there's this one particular guy, his name is Magyar, is his last name. Peter Magyar. And he's a political newcomer, and just in the last 3 months, I mean, he's only been on the stage 3 months now, and 10,000 people showed up in Hungary's second largest city, Debrecen, over this last week, to basically protest Orban, to protest this is a quote from The Guardian. He has shot to prominence in less than 3 months by pledging to end official corruption and reverse the declining quality of life in the country. He spoke to this huge crowd. He said, "Today the vast majority of the Hungarian people are tired of the ruling elite, of the hatred, apathy, propaganda, and artificial divides. Hungarians today want cooperation, love, unity, and peace." He used to be in the Fidesz party, in Orban's party. But he left in February saying that the Fidesz party had become a mafia state and essentially declared war on that government's propaganda, on the government's propaganda machine. He started a new party. It's called TISA, which stands in Hungarian for respect and freedom, and has announced that they're going to run 12 candidates in the European elections. Now, this is not, you know, who's going to run Hungary. This is who's going to run the European Union. You know, in every nation, they have, you know, regional elections for who we're going to send to the European Union, for the European Parliament. And that election will be on June 9th. And they're going to run 4 candidates in local council elections in Budapest. And that's, you know, that's going to be, and that's going to be also in June. It's going to be a real test. Meanwhile, in Great Britain over the weekend, we saw the Tories, the Conservative Party, just get smashed. I mean, just wiped out. Louise and I spent a couple hours on Sunday while we were doing other things, but we had BBC on. And the reporting was just amazing. I mean, mayor races all across the country, only one of them went to the Tories. Local district races. I mean, this is amazing. The Tories could get fewer. Now, this article is written by Robert Kuttner at the Prospect before the election results were finalized. My apologies for not having a more recent piece here, but he writes, the Tories could get fewer than 100 seats in the next House of Commons compared to their current 345. So, he notes, in a charming detail, former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, whose government altered the election law to require voters to produce photo ID, the Republican tricks are traveling all around the world, right? Forgot his ID and was turned away from a polling place. Boris Johnson, they didn't let Boris Johnson vote. Rishi Sunak, who right now is the British Prime Minister, he writes, is even less popular than his hapless predecessor, Liz Truss, whose tenure only lasted 49 days after she rammed through unfunded tax cuts for the morbidly rich. So, you know, the Conservatives are going down in flames in the UK as well. And I honestly think this, we're going to be seeing this fall. I think there's a lot of surprises coming. Now, I realize the polls don't bear this out. But like I said, I don't trust the polls. I think polling has become a very, very imprecise science because people, you know, people have cell phones now instead of landlines. And you have, you know, with cell phones, you have the ability to block callers. I assume Android phones have the same ability that my Apple iPhone has, which is you can Just say block all unknown callers. If somebody is not in your contact list, the phone simply does not ring. It just immediately goes to voicemail. And this is making it really hard for pollsters to do their polling. And so they're having to do an awful lot of speculation and kind of filling in the blanks with what they think is really going on. And I don't think what they think is going on is really going on. I think Joe Biden's going to get reelected, and I think we're going to see Democrats hold the Senate and take the House. Now, I could be wrong. I was wrong in 2016. Actually, I think I was right in 2016. I think that we hadn't figured the Russians. Excuse me. But I'm very optimistic. We'll be back. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for we, the people of the United States and the world. We'll be right back.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me.
I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man.
About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along,
right.
We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass,
only...
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now. It's quite the rage. But is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a number of issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. This is just crazy. I mean, this is a story out of Texas. This guy, Colin Davis, is his name. And his girlfriend, he got her pregnant. And without his permission, she went to Colorado and got an abortion. Now, they're both residents of Texas. And in Texas, if a woman gets an abortion, all the people who helped her out can be sued for up to $10,000 each. And he's doing that. In February, when he found out that she was thinking about getting an abortion, he hired Jonathan Mitchell, who's a lawyer and is also the guy who was the main architect of that Texas $10,000 law, that Texas bounty law. And he sent her a legal threat letter saying that she shouldn't have the abortion. It didn't work. Thank goodness. And now that his ex-girlfriend has had this abortion, Colin and Mitchell are still hoping to ruin her life. They are filing a petition. They have filed a petition to investigate her and anyone that he believes might have aided or abetted her in getting that abortion. This is from the Washington Post. Quote, in the Davis case, Mitchell is attempting to depose the woman who had the abortion, along with several other people he writes may be complicit in the abortion. If deposed, they would be asked about others involved in the abortion, including any abortion funds or any other entities that provided financial support, according to court records. They would also have to provide all documentation relevant to the abortion. He's able to do this because of Texas's Rule 202, which allows for an investigation prior to filing a lawsuit. It's kind of the equivalent of discovery in an actual lawsuit. He's not the first guy to do this, by the way. In March of last year, a guy named Marcus Silva, who was also represented by the same lawyer, Jonathan Mitchell, sued his ex-girlfriend for having an abortion. And this is the text message correspondence between Marcus Silva and his ex-wife, Brittany Silva. He said, you're not considering what can happen to you if I continue to do this S-word for the next 40 years. And she replies, Marcus, I'm not going to be effing blackmailed into having sex with you. And he replied, then you're just going to have your effing life destroyed in every effing way that you can imagine to where you want to blow your effing brains out. And of course, he spelled out effing. This is what is sometimes referred to as patriarchy. This is men who believe that women are their property, and that their principal job is to be the toaster oven in which babies are incubated, babies that probably many of these men believe came out of them. This is the old incubus theory. I'm not sure if these guys subscribe to it, but it wasn't until the late 19th century that we realized that there was both sperm and egg. The incubus theory, which was the prevailing scientific theory from, geez, who knows how long, up until just a couple of hundred years ago or 150 years ago, the theory was that sperm was actually little tiny human beings that came out, and that these little particles of sperm, these sperm cells, that they were little tiny, they called them incubuses, and that they, you know, one of them would get stuck on the wall of the uterus and form a placenta for nourishment and would grow into that human being. And so a woman was, you know, she had basically nothing to do other than being the toaster oven, you know, the vehicle by which the child was brought to full growth. Incredible. Meanwhile, down in Florida, Ron DeSantis just signed a new law prohibiting any city from mandating heat protection for their workers. It's incredible. Javier Torres is one of the workers that was interviewed for The Guardian, and he said he's seen a coworker die from heat stroke, another rush to the ER. He has also fallen and injured himself due to heat exhaustion. And Orlando was, you know, 100 degrees in August. At the behest of agricultural industry lobbyists, Governor DeSantis signed HB 433 into law, a bill scaling back child labor protections that also included an amendment prohibiting all local municipalities in Florida from enacting heat protection for workers. There are currently no protections in the U.S. for workers from heat, no federal protections. At the state level, California, Washington, Oregon, Colorado, and Minnesota have passed heat protection laws. OSHA is looking at federal standards right now, but up to 2,000 workers every year die from heat stress nationwide, according to a report from Public Citizen. But several business groups are lobbying against the heat protections. Ahead of the vote on the bill, the Florida Chamber of Commerce lobbyist Carolyn Johnson told Republican lawmakers their vote on the bill would be double-weighted on their How They Voted report that the chamber sends to its members. So you better not vote to protect those workers. What is this? I mean, I remember, you know, the dead peasant insurance thing, you know, where Walmart was insuring their workers without even telling them on the assumption that they were more likely to die than average people, so it'd be profitable life insurance. No, that was not health insurance, it was life insurance. Now you've got Republican states saying, no, you know, you can't protect people working in your city. What kind of insanity is this? It's incredible. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. What's on your mind today? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here, and we are still sane. We'll be right back.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
CBS News Brief. Northeast Oklahoma's been slammed by severe weather, and KOTV's Chloe Abbott tells us the town of Barnsdall seems to have taken a direct hit from a large tornado.
First thing we saw was a home with a roof that had covered their front door, and a family of three could not get out, and we just saw first responders carrying them to safety, and there is tons of piles of debris everywhere. So many homes have been destroyed.
Bartlesville, Oklahoma was also hit by a tornado as the severe weather is moving northeast. Boeing postponed its first astronaut launch 2 hours before the planned liftoff because of a rocket valve problem.
The team will work on that all night. Fair chance we'll know tomorrow whether the valve exceeded its life or not, or whether it has enough life against the qual limit that we established to do another attempt.
That's Tory Bruno, the president and CEO of United Launch Alliance. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is again calling Republican lawmakers into a special meeting to release $140 million to fight PFAS pollution and respond to hospital closures in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The Joint Finance Committee is already scheduled to meet Tuesday, but neither item is on the agenda. The money for PFAS cleanup has been held up for close to a year. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says he won't rule out police removing tents again from campus like they did in Madison last week. Rothman says it's illegal because it's unsanitary and unsafe.
As your mother told you, nothing good happens after midnight, right? So I think we really are concerned about the safety issue, and the encampments ultimately will be gone.
Rothman on WISN-TV's Upfront. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Hollywood's first contribution to summer blockbuster season is The Fall Guy. The movie is a little too full of itself. As one would expect, there are great stunts and fun action scenes interwoven with complete silliness and ridiculousness, including Emily Blunt singing a karaoke song from another movie. If you're looking for silly escapism and can muscle through sappy dialogue, you might like The Fall Guy. America's getting 40% less sex than it did in 2000, at least when it comes to the movies. According to a study for The Economist, data scientist Stephen Follows found that the biggest dips in on-screen friskiness have been seen in action and thriller movies. Romance films have seen the smallest decline. The same study says there's actually been an uptick in violence, and that drug use and profanity are still alive and well in the movies. In a related story, the pornography industry has grown by 7 million percent. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky here the overnight and breezy southeast winds. By sunrise, upper 40s to around that 50-degree mark. Showers and storms set to move in Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy, highs reaching the middle 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Alba Show. On our next episode, Todd's going to be back here in the studio on State Street, and we'll have Luke Mathers for another round of Tuesday Tangents, as well as some fresh Brewer tickets for you.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Well, forecasts and improved margins. Everything you need to grow all in one place. And right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/Hartman. That's H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman. Welcome back. NBC News and The Washington Post are both reporting that Hamas has accepted a ceasefire deal between them and Israel that was brokered by Qatar and the UAE, apparently. By Egypt and Qatar. And the question now is, will Benjamin Netanyahu accept this? The deal involves a substantial release of hostages, not all, but many or some. And there was a huge demonstration in Israel last night, in Jerusalem last night, demanding the release of these hostages. And this, you know, so Netanyahu is now, Hamas has kind of called his bluff in a way. And let me say, I'm no fan of Hamas. I think the organization should be destroyed. These people are bloodthirsty criminals. This is going to be real interesting. Keep an eye on this. This is going to get very interesting. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Sydney in Moore Park, California. Hey, Sydney, what's on your mind today?
Hey, oh my goodness, what great news. That's exactly what my point was about, was that messaging. I mean, listen, that negotiation that just came through, I fully feel was part of the protest movement.
I agree.
When people say that protesting doesn't make a change, and they're totally wrong, because, you know, our messaging has to be 100% clear, because in the Democratic Party, I'm speaking now, because otherwise we're going to become part of the fringe that allows fascism to walk all over us in our country and in Gaza.
Yeah, and, it was protesting. It was protesting the broadest of the United States. You know, the Boston Tea Party, for example. It was protesting that got women the vote. It was protesting that advanced the civil rights movement. It was protesting, yes, in my opinion, that ended the war in Vietnam. Yes. Never underestimate the power of protest. Peaceful protest.
Absolutely. And our messaging, because if we stand for nothing, we fall for everything.
Yep.
So there's no more room for in our society for holding our hands up and saying, well, we don't know. The point is that Israel lost authorization to further bomb Gaza, which, by the way, doesn't even have weapons, as many as we do, right?
Well, they do have weapons. They fired three missiles over the weekend. But keep going.
No, I get it. I'm not saying that they. And what I heard from a protester this weekend, when we had this conversation, I said, "But where is the cry for peace? Because if we're," and he was, you know, the Gazan. He said, "The thing is that we keep trying to share our voice, but our voice doesn't seem to matter." And so, that really shook me. And when I really got the gist of that, and not to justify it,
yeah,
but it's just to say, like, you know, we matter, people matter, everyone matters. And so whether it's holding a sign for peace or holding just, I ask people, voters, marchers, to back Gen Z, because they are our future.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had a decent graduation since COVID. I mean, and the Israeli protesters, I mean, they could lose their life, and Gaza, never mind. So there's no excuse for any American here to hold their hands up. It's pick a side, get involved, And, you know, back Gen Z.
Yeah.
For God's sake, I mean, you know, they're making some major change here, and I fully support the students that aren't getting on the cameras of the ABC News.
I'm with you, Sydney.
So
I'm with you. And the vast majority, and let's be clear, I mean, you know, contrary to the Republican spin machine, the vast majority of these protests have been peaceful. You know, frankly, if I was advising the protest movements, and obviously I'm not, or at least, you know, if I am, they're not listening. What I would recommend they do is take a lesson from what we did in the 60s, which was we spent an awful lot of time organizing and teaching. We had these things called teach-ins, where we were informing people of what was going on, and then, you know, get people out in the streets, but not, you know, the let's set up a camp and occupy private property.
Yes.
You know, I get it that has been successful in the past, but if you think of, you know, like the march in Selma, or if you think of the campus protests in the 60s, and yes, some of them ended up occupying buildings, but the vast majority of them, and in particular the ones that were successful, they were just, you know, get 10,000 people in the streets, not 100 people sitting in the main part of the campus, or 300 people in the main part of the campus. Get 10,000 people out there. Get a lot of people. And, you know, keep doing it. Sydney, thank you for the call. Spot on. Thank you very
much. You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Before I start, I just wanted to make a correction about your the incubus. I think you meant the homunculus.
Homunculus. Thank you. You're right. Person. You're absolutely right. What is an incubus? Is that a demon?
Yeah, for a minute there, I thought we were going to go on a witch hunt, but yeah, that's another story.
Thank you very much for correcting me. I appreciate it, Paul.
I wanted to talk about the protests, and in particular in the Philadelphia area.
Oh, hey, Paul, before you go any further, if I may, a number of people have called to correct me. Another thing I got wrong today. I said that Christy Noem's dog was a wire-haired terrier, and it turns out it was a wire-haired pointer. So people don't need to call anymore.
You sure it wasn't a labradoodle?
Say what?
You sure it wasn't a labradoodle?
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was a wire-haired pointer, but yeah, go ahead.
I can't keep track of all these dog breeds. Yeah. At any rate, University of Pennsylvania campus is in the city of Philadelphia, and it's in, like, really the heart of the city between what they call Center City, which is the central business district core, and West Philadelphia, which is a big, big neighborhood on the other side of the Schuylkill River. We have two rivers. So when you cross the Schuylkill River, you're on West Philadelphia, and you're almost immediately in Penn's campus, which now is huge. But in the historic core of Penn's campus is where the pro-Palestinian protesters have their encampment. And you know it's the core of the campus because there's a big bronze statue of Benjamin Franklin who they're standing on and put like a Palestinian flag in his hands. Sometimes they drape him with that scarf. Yeah. At any rate, the university wants them out of there, and of course they want to negotiate the investments of the enormous endowment of $20 billion plus that Penn has to divest itself of anything to do with Israel as pressure. And, you know, they hark back to the South African divestment, which was very successful. So it's a
Although it took
tactic.
30 years, let's be clear.
Right. Well, this has been going on for over 10 years. I mean, the BDI and stuff, you know, it
didn't
start last week.
Yeah,
So at any rate, they want them out of there. They want to have their commencement, and they want – but these people aren't doing anything. So what I wanted to point out to your listenership, the city has a new mayor, has a new police commissioner, and a district attorney who's considered a progressive, who's a target of Republicans. Larry Krasner, he went down there himself to personally inspect the protest. And, you know, there were some pro-Israeli people, and they have flags, and they're jumping up and literally jumping up and down and dancing with their flag to show, you know, their passion for Israel. And, of course, the people with the other flags, they're kind of like roped off, but they look like bicycle racks so that, you know, there's no physical altercation. Not that there would be that many, but, you know. At this point, this mayor of the city has declined to send in the police to do their dirty work. Right at this very moment, the city of Philadelphia has an enormous problem. It's called the Kensington Avenue outdoor drug outlet. I mean, it's a horror show of people who are addicted, who are wasting away on the streets by, at this point, probably over 1,000. Mm-hmm. And they are about to move them out of there in a humane way. They start off with social workers, and they've acquired a building, a former a nursing home for the elderly. It's like a 10 or 12 story building with grounds around it, and they want to put as many people in there as possible. Some of them have open sores. There's some kind of drug that's being mixed in with fentanyl that causes open sores. The people just look like, they really look like something out of the zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm. It's a horror show. So Penn wants the city to deal with their problem while they're about to launch this major social work initiative and law enforcement initiative. There's people who live in this neighborhood. They have kids. They come out and they have to go to school. They have to shop. They have to go to work. And they have to walk through prostitution and drug dealing and violence and shooting. It's very bad. So far, the mayor's declined. The police commissioner says, we don't see a problem there. We don't just go and throw people out because you don't like them. It's a private campus. You have a police force. The University of Pennsylvania has a bona fide police force,
right?
People who are sworn officers of the Commonwealth. Why don't they use their own police force? But no, they call the city when they need them.
Right.
To me, it's just ridiculous. There's nothing going on there. There's no violence. And now they have to bring the police in. Well, I'm very proud to say the district attorneys in concurring with the mayor that, look, there's nothing going on there that requires a police action to physically remove these people.
Mm-hmm.
There's not that many of them. They're in a portion of the campus, which is like a big green lawn, and they're not really interfering with anybody. People can walk right by them and go to the library. They can go to class. They can go to the kids. They can do whatever they want, but there's this group that's in front of the main administrative hall. The police presence that is there from the city is something called the Civil Affairs Squad, and this is a long-standing unit within the Philadelphia Police Force that shows up for demonstrations. And they're not dressed as riot squad. They're dressed in civilian clothes. They wear suit coats and ties and blazers. And they introduce themselves to the leadership.
Both sides
don't get hurt.
So your point is?
I'm very proud of that.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay, good. So they're handling it well in Philadelphia. That's good news.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, thank you very much. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your call. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rights may apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today we're talking credit scores. I mean, we all know we're supposed to have a good one, but what is a credit score? It's a number rating how likely you are to pay back a loan. Anytime you use credit, you know, like your credit card or a mortgage, the info about what you borrowed and when you paid it gets sent to three credit bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They track every transaction and compile detailed financial information on every single American. I mean, a little creepy, am I right? And they rate you on a scale from 300 to 850. Over 670 is good, and over 800 is excellent. Then the bureaus sell your rating to anybody who's thinking about lending you money, and you get a better or a worse deal based on your score. Best way to keep that score up is pay your bills on time. This is Carrie Joy from Work Money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org or text M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. Welcome back. You'll recall at the opening of the show, I mentioned that that Axios was reporting that the United States, that the Biden administration had halted the shipment of lethal weaponry to Israel. And I said, you know, I've only seen one source on this. I can't say that it's absolutely verified. Well, NBC News is now reporting it, that the Biden administration has cut off a bunch of lethal weaponry going to Israel, pending Netanyahu getting his act together and dealing with the Gazan citizens in a humane fashion. And Hamas has accepted this deal that Egypt and Egypt and Qatar put together, that involves, you know, releasing hostages on both sides, and or hostages on the Hamas side and prisoners on the Israel side. Although Hamas, you know, and many Palestinians would call many of the people held in Israeli prisons without trial and without charges hostages as well. But that's kind of a whole nother argument. So, interesting news. We'll see how this plays out. Patsy in Shelbyville, Texas. Hey, Patsy, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I just wanted to call and say this morning that three little topics. I do not believe that Donald Trump will be handcuffed and taken from jail. Like you said, he's on bond. I just don't look to see that.
Yeah.
also, you can find the movie Contagion. I've seen it on YouTube. It's free. You can watch it. I've seen it starring Matt Damon, the one that I looked at. And also, Donald Trump is not the Antichrist. Like Christ said, there are many Antichrists, but the Antichrist is not on earth yet. I just wanted to point that out.
So he could be an Antichrist, but not the Antichrist?
Exactly. Satan is the Antichrist, and he's not here yet.
I see. Yeah.
Everybody would know when he hit the earth.
So Trump is merely a minion of Satan.
Yes. Yes.
I'm willing to go along with that theology.
Him here yet.
Makes sense to me. Patsy, thank you. Thank you very much, man, for the clarification.
All right.
Appreciate it. Mike in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. It's good to speak with you.
Thank you.
I actually had a lot on my mind. Before I get started, though, on my main subject, I wanted to touch on a couple of things from a couple of previous callers. First, the guy that was talking about the issues with the drugs in Philly with the people with the open sores and stuff like that from the drug they're taking. I believe that drug is called Trank. It's something that they add to heroin and
fentanyl. It's an animal tranquilizer, isn't it?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And it does not only causes open festering wounds from the injection sites, but from people who take it in other ways. It also causes their extremities to fall off, fingers, toes, ears, noses.
So it acts like leprosy.
Yeah, very much so. It's a horrible thing, and it is spreading fast. It's for people who find that heroin and other really strong drugs just aren't powerful or potent or fast enough.
Or they just can't get them. My understanding is that heroin is just really hard to get these days, and these synthetic drugs that are cheap to manufacture and easier to import than actual opiates that require somebody growing a crop are proliferating for that main reason.
Exactly. Two, there was the caller who was talking about, or you actually mentioned Florida and states like Texas passing laws that are against requiring heat protection for workers and putting forth legislation to actively endanger their people.
Right.
Tennessee recently did something somewhat similar after passing against the vast majority of the outcry from citizens and police and schools and teachers. They voted to arm teachers in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That was just 2 weeks ago.
Well, just a couple of days after that, they also put forth a bill. I don't know if it's been voted on yet. I haven't been able to keep up with it. But it basically outlaws any counties and cities in the state of Tennessee from passing their own red flag laws or emergency protection laws.
Yeah, these are called preemption laws, and they're very popular in red states right now.
Yes, they are. Tennessee seems to be doing its damnedest to compete with Florida and Texas to be as much as the most backward and, outwardly aggressive against its people.
Yeah.
But
hopefully they'll have a comeuppance in November.
Oh, my God. I wish I knew the way to do it.
Yeah.
I don't believe the polls. I cannot see how Trump can be that popular. I think that I'm with you. I think they're being weaponized.
Yeah.
And I just don't see that.
And people just don't know what's going on. I mean, most people are not paying attention to the news, and they won't start paying attention to politics until after after Labor Day. Mike, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. It's the top of the hour. Lesson pro tip here: always make your big point first. Thanks for the call, and hopefully we can talk again. I'll be back with you on the other side of this break. We've got a great guest. You're going to find this fascinating. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreidlow.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, Robert Craig of Citizen Action Wisconsin about the ongoing mountain of medical debt smothering American families.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.